The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
On News.
My mom was always cooking foods filled with warmth and wisdom, and never forgetting that side dish of steaming hot guilt.
Nico, don't play with the food. When I was your age, we didn't have food.
Huh?
What?
Why do I have to go to Greek school?
When you get married, don't you want to be able to write your mother-in-law a letter? Nico, come on, eat.
We lived in a normal middle-class Chicago neighborhood of tasteful, modest homes. Our house, however, was modeled after the Parthenon, complete with Corinthian columns and guarded by statues of the gods. In case the neighbors had any doubts about our heritage, they could just check out our subtle tribute to the Greek flag. My dad believed in only two things, that Greeks should educate non-Greeks about being Greek, and that any ailment, from psoriasis to poison ivy, could be cured with Windex.
That is a scene from the surprise comedy hit of 2002, My Big Fat Greek Wedding. And to tell us all about it is television producer with Mind the Gap Films, Bill Hughes. Morning, Bill.
Good morning, Anton.
Bill, I'm only barely recovering from the depression of realizing this film is 20 years old.
Yeah, that's the reason I chose it, because every now and again we need a little reminder that we're getting older.
So
your back isn't telling you and your knees aren't telling you, this will tell you.
For people in the first flush of youth who aren't familiar with it, give us a sense of the background.
Okay, well, Nia Vardalos was a member of Second City in Chicago. And Second City is the group, the improv group, where Amy Poehler and Eugene Levy and, you know, Catherine O'Hara and John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd, that's where they all started. And Nia Vardalos was one of them. And she couldn't get any work in sitcoms. So she decided to write her own one-woman show, which she took off for 2 months to Los Angeles in the hope that somebody would see it. And as it happened, one night in the audience, Rita Wilson came to see it. And Rita Wilson went home and told her husband, Tom Hanks, that he needed to see it. So they were entranced by it. But Nia was approached by a number of studio executives. And what was really crazy was the studio executives came and said, okay, well, let's change the plot. And let's get a well-known actress like Marissa Tomei in it. And let's change the ethnicity of the family to Hispanic. So My Big Fat Greek Wedding was going to become something completely different. And Nia Vardalos was crestfallen about this. But 2 months after the play had initially had its run, she got a call from Playtone, which was the film company owned by Tom Hanks. And they said they wanted to do it. And Hanks said that it was, you know, having Nia Vardalos in the lead part brings a huge amount of integrity to the piece, because it's Nia's version of her own life and her own experience. And it is all about growing up in a Greek community and the emphasis on family, which is actually, we would find it very unhealthy, because the family have to be involved in everything. The family have to be attend everything. And it's just overwhelmingly smothering. There was this program called Smother, I think, about a mother, but this is family version of smothering. So they were in pre-production and they were trying to decide who would be, because the plot centers on the fact that Nia Vardalos wants to marry outside of the Greek community. And her father, of course, a nervous breakdown about that. You do not. Greeks marry Greeks, marry Greeks, marry Greeks. And she decided, no, that she wanted something different. So she met what's effectively, affectionately called a WASP, a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, played by the great John Corbett. And she wanted him for the part, and they heard nothing back from his agent. And then one night in pre-production in Toronto, John Corbett happened to be in Toronto making a film called Serendipity at the time. And Nia and her producer were in a bar. John Corbett was there, and they heard him telling someone that he had missed out on a film called My Big Fat Greek Wedding because he wasn't called for the audition. And so they went over and told him that, you were, but your agent didn't play ball. And he said, oh, because I read the script and I love it. And they said, do you want the part? And he said, yeah. So they signed him there and then. And that was, you know, the beginning of a marvelous friendship because the center of the film, the romance has to be believable. And John Corbett and Nia Vardalos have the most beautiful relationship. So they were on set and it was the morning of the first big kissing scene. And Nia Vardalos, who had never starred in a movie before, was petrified. She was really nervous because she thought, how am I going to kiss John Corbett effectively on camera when I've never done anything like that before? So she confessed to him that this is how she felt. And she said, I'm really nervous. Would you kiss me right now and let's just get it over with? And he said, right now? Yeah. So they just kissed and it went brilliantly. And then 4 hours later, when they were doing the actual scene, she wasn't remotely embarrassed. So the casting of the film was funny because they were looking for Greeks who had made it in America and people who were known. So Michael Constantine was an Emmy-winning actor. They wanted him for the father. And he came and auditioned. Tom Hanks was taking a hands-on approach to the casting. And when Michael Constantine left the audition, Tom Hanks slapped the table and said, we're done, that's him. And so Michael Constantine came out of retirement to play the part. And there are two fantastic cameos. Andrea Martin plays the aunt Vula, and Joey Fatone, formerly of NSYNC, plays the cousin Angelo. And they're both scene stealers, Andrea Martin in particular.
The other one, by the way, that is a total scene stealer, if I remember the film rightly, doesn't the wedding dress effectively have a cameo of its own?
The Wedding Dress is a brilliant story. Michael Clancy was the costume designer, and he found her dress at Windsor Bridal in North York in Toronto, and he paid $2,000 for it. And it was a big meringue confection with scallop sleeves and the whole bit. Anyway, $2,000 he paid. And then in 2003, the year after the movie, the dress sold for $1.5 million. The dress used in the movie. And I know it was for charity, but that was a hell of a return on the money.
Well, while we're talking the money side of things, Bill, you can see the studio logic of saying, look, let's get Marissa Tomei because she's coming off the back of an Oscar win and it'll bump up the box office.
Yeah.
Doing a film like this with relatively no star power, was it high risk and did it work financially?
It was huge high risk, but Tom Hanks was instrumental in putting up the $5 million that they needed. And for the $5 million, he got a return of 6,150% because it made $368 million at the box office. It is the most successful rom-com of all time in terms of a bang for your buck. So it was just huge. And then Nia Vardalos got an Oscar nomination for the original screenplay. People were just so in love with this film. And when they were filming it, by the way, catering wasn't a problem because in the locations they were filming were in the Greek community and every Greek restaurant just came out with free food for the whole crew and for the cast, and for everybody. So everybody got fed. So there was no catering bill on this film. And no wonder they were able to keep it down to 5 million. So it was a huge, huge success.
What a return though. A 6,150% return for Hanks. Bill Hughes. From Mind the Gap Films, thank you so much. We have one other clip and we'll play out with that clip.
Aunt Vula, let me touch your hair.
Okay. Hey, Vula? Hey, Vula?
Yes.
Okay.
When you come to my house and I cook for you.
Okay.
Yeah, that might be a problem.
What problem? I'm the best cook in the family, tell him.
Oh, I did, didn't I?
Twice.
Okay, then. It's just, Ian is a vegetarian. He doesn't eat meat.
He don't eat no meat?
No, he doesn't eat meat.
What do you mean he don't eat no meat? Oh, that's okay. That's okay. I make lamb. Come, dance.
That is my big fat Greek wedding. Big thank you to Bill Hughes from Mind the Gap Films for taking us backstage in the creation of it.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.